Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Praise God, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are excited about being here. Hallelujah. We're excited about you joining us for this time of study in the all-powerful, all-sustaining Word of God. There is nothing like getting into God's Word, because God's Word, hallelujah, is what we need to be able to live day by day. Scripture tells us that we are, yes, to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The Holy Word, it is our resource. The Holy Bible are our basic instructions, yes, before leaving this earth. So we thank God that you've joined us for this time of study, and we give God all the praise. We welcome the presence of God, because as we well know, in his presence, hallelujah, is fullness of joy. In his presence is his mercy, his grace, his peace that surpasses all understanding. There is nothing like, hallelujah, being in the presence of Almighty God. So we welcome him, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your presence here with us tonight. And as we go forth, Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you anoint us afresh and anoint the ears and the hearts of those that have a mind to hear and to listen to what the Spirit is saying in this time, hallelujah, what the Holy Spirit is saying. Yes, Lord, praise your name, Jesus, to the masses. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise tonight, hallelujah, that talks about the awesomeness and the wonder of our God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weak.
Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Of salvation.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on,
awesome.
The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for his great mighty power. Amen. Thank God for a good, good Father. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you for your word today, Father. Thank God for this day, Lord, the blessing you have given to us, Lord. Thank God for your protection, your provision, Father. Thank God and pray for a season of joy in our life, Father, a season of turnaround, a season of peace, Lord, a season of strength, Lord, a season of your grace, Father, a season of your mercy, Lord. We thank God for the season of miracle, signs, and wonder on this day, Father, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. Thank you for healing in our body, mind, and spirit, Father. Thank you for, Lord, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, help us to be stronger in faith, Father, than we were on yesterday, Lord. We just thank God for your blessing upon us and upon our family, and pray for our nation, and pray for our community, and pray for our young people, pray for our neighbors, Lord. We pray for one another, Father, Lord, that you would give us strength in our time of need, Father, Lord. You are our helper, Father. You are our strength. You are our guidance. You are our deliverer, Lord. You are everything we need. God, get what you need on this hour, Father. We pray and thank you for it, Lord. Let your will be done. Have your way today, Lord. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Let's go ahead and get delve into this time of study and delve into the word of God. Praise God. Tonight, I'm going to speak to you from a topic entitled Put Two Sets of Eyes on It. Put two sets of eyes on it. Whatever your it may be, put two sets of eyes on it. And the scripture references tonight will be from Genesis chapter 3:1-6. And Matthew 6:22-23. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for this time of study again in your word. Now, Father, I pray that you anoint me afresh, Lord God, stripping me of myself, Father, none of me, but all of you. I pray, Lord God, I thank you that you will allow me to deliver this word, Heavenly Father, with power, with anointing, that it may bless the minds and hearts, souls, spirits of those that will have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you all the glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Put two sets of eyes on it. Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter 3:1-6. And this probably is going to be a somewhat familiar passage to those that are students of the word. And it reads, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said, right there, just in those two scriptures alone, that poses an issue and a problem. As I read through this, it said that first the serpent said, and then the woman spoke back to him, or spoke back to it. And I began to think myself as well of, I have a phobia of snakes. I cannot stand snakes. Anything that resembles a reptile, I do not like it. So I began to imagine in my own sanctified spirit, how is it that this woman was standing there talking to a serpent? Let's just peruse on just a little while first. Verse 2, we may eat of the garden of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. and she's having a conversation here with the serpent. And the serpent said unto the woman, of course, this is Eve, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Now if you turn to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23, and again, I'm reading from the King James Version, praise God. Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. And it reads, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, then how great is that darkness? Put two sets of eyes on it. First, I just want to share that the Bible has much to say about our eyes and what we see. Do you all remember as little children, many of us learned the song that said, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a father up above, and he's looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. This is certainly not just a song for little eyes. Hello, somebody. But the older the eyes, the more important the field of vision. In other words, the older that you are and you begin to comprehend and have a better understanding of what you see. Hello? And what's in your field of vision? As you get older, hopefully more spiritually mature, you are held certainly accountable for what is placed before your eyes. So I ask you tonight, what are you allowing your eyes to see? What are you allowing your eyes to see? As believers in Jesus Christ, we have been given two sets of eyes. Two sets of eyes. One set to see in the physical realm, and another set to see, praise God, in the spiritual realm. In this season, as my mom would say when she can't find her reading glasses, I need my other set of eyes. Optometrists, they share that 20/20 vision is normal vision acuity. Yet, guess what? In this season, in this time, normal vision is not enough. Normal physical vision, just being able to simply see what's before you, the tangible items that are before you, what you see in the physical realm, and what you're able to see and then comprehend in the physical realm, it is not enough. You must have supernatural vision. Well, what are you talking about, Pastor Constance? Are you telling us that we need to have vision as that of, say, Superman and able to look through beams and look through walls? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a supernatural vision, that vision that we must, where we must allow the Holy Spirit to spiritually dilate our eyes, so that with the supernatural eye drops that will allow our vision to see deep into the spiritual realm of Almighty God. Oh, yes, we've got to have the Holy Spirit of God able to drop our eyes, that will help our eyes to be able to open fully to see those things which are occurring in the spirit. Because believe me, there is a spiritual realm that's out there. There is a supernatural realm that's out there that has an impact on this natural and physical realm. Oh, yes, it does. In the passage shared from Genesis, Eve was approached at a vulnerable moment by this serpent. Genesis 3:6 says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, she saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye. In other words, there are three elements that we talk about that cause people sometimes to yield to the temptation. And those three elements are the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Eve yielded to those things that were the lust of the eyes. And you know what? I'm going to take just a moment right here, and I'm going to pause, and I'm going to talk to my sisters in the body of Christ. I'm going to talk to my queens in the kingdom of God, because this is something that we must be very mindful of. Sometimes it said, let me stop in here and give a warning. Yes, a bit of a warning. As women, I think that we have an inherent gene that causes us to desire that which is beautiful and pleasing to the eye. I know there may be some that may disagree with me, but I'm not sharing what this Pastor Constance is saying. It's flipped back, as we see here in Genesis 6. Says, when the woman saw that the fruit was what? Good. She saw that it was good and it pleased her eye. Whether in your singleness, are you looking at things that are good and pleasing to the eye and yielding to these things that could cause you great harm? Oh, yes. Whether it's in your singleness and you see a handsome man, I'm talking to my sisters right now, that catches your eye, or you go to that shop on that shopping spree and you see pretty things that you have seen in the department store, or you might look at that fine car that is just a must-have, even though your budget may say different. The lust of the eye. All those things that are what? Pleasing to the eye. Well, guess what? The enemy knows also our areas of weakness. Those areas that leave vulnerable. As it was with Eve. And yes, some of us, my husband just held up a sign that says, those things which we find on Amazon.com. Some of us have an addiction. Yes, to Amazon.com. I know. I see the truck coming quite often in our neighborhood. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So we have to be mindful again of those things that we see, that we assume are good simply because they are pleasing to the eye. As it was with Eve, as it is sometimes with many of us, it just took just one look is all it took. Just one look. It's all that it took. That one look at the fruit caused her to yield to the temptation of the enemy. And this one look actually changed the trajectory of mankind forever. One look was all it took. All because she took a look with her what natural vision rather than her spiritual vision. As I shared, Mark 6:22-23, it tells us that the eye is the lamp of the body. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of what? Of darkness. As we well know, God is a God of light. Anything that is of darkness, that is an item that comes from the enemy. Just one look was all that it took. Praise God. Let's talk about our spiritual vision. Let's talk a bit about that spiritual light versus the physical light. What are you talking about, Pastor Thompson? The physical light. First, we must consider how that light enters in the body. One of these lights is the physical eye, or physical light, and Jesus said that the light of the body is the eye. The light of the body is the eye. And into the body, the light enters through the eye. A man without an eye might as well be without the sun. So far as the light is concerned, at night, the eyes of man need some form of artificial light. If there is darkness, there must be some form of artificial light that comes if one is to see. The most brilliant light that has ever been invented or ever can be discovered will be of no use to the person if they have no eyes. There has to be light. Hence, what Jesus said is true. The light of the body. The light of the body is the eye. And if the eyes are healthy and unimpaired, all sights of the physical world can be seen and enjoyed. If you have healthy vision, you will be able to see those things that are before you, even, of course, in the physical realm. However, if your eyes are unhealthy, then you have to also, too, have some type of vision apparatus, whether it's eyeglasses or whether it's contact lenses or whether you have surgery that causes you to be able to see without having those particular apparatus. Something has to be done in order to correct your vision to be able to see clearly, even in the physical realm. Well, guess what? Also, if you have spiritual sight, then in order for you to have spiritual insight, you must have your spiritual eyes open. God calls us to be able to, he says that we need to be able to know how to go about keeping our spiritual eyes open. Well, how does that happen? How does that happen? That occurs by delving into what? The study of God's word. That is the apparatus that allows our physical eye, our spiritual eyes to be open. As in the physical realm, we're going to have some form of glasses, as I said, contact lenses to be able to see. What do we need to be able to correct our spiritual vision and to have our spiritual eyes open? You're going to have to study God's word. You're going to have to also be in prayer. You're going to have to be led, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. It is the Holy Spirit that will be that ophthalmologist that will come in to open and correct your spiritual vision. Next, let's consider just our spiritual eyes and how light enters in to the soul. Jesus in the text was not really giving us a lesson on physical vision. The light of when a candle in the parable represents a greater light. Jesus talks about as the light and a candle that's actually lit on a hill. This light comes from Christ, who is referred to in the Bible as the Sun, S-U-N, of righteousness. What does the Sun bring? The Sun is the source of light. By means of light, the eye permits us to see. Yes, all the beautiful things of this physical world. Also, too, we are allowed to be able to have spiritual vision. As it was with Elisha and the soldier that was with him. And they were surrounded. You know the passage. They were surrounded by the enemy. And the young man that was with him, he was able only to see in the physical the number of soldiers. That's how why sometimes when we come up against difficulties, when we come up against challenges, we have to be able not only to see in the physical, but in the spiritual realm as well. Well, Elijah, he said, okay, Elijah opened, he prayed and asked, Lord God, please open his spiritual eyes for him to see. And God answered that prayer. Sometimes when we're going through difficulties, we need to pray that same prayer. God, please open our physical, our spiritual eyes to be able to see. Because God promises, just as it was in that particular instance and parable, when he opened his spiritual eyes, he began to see the host of heavenly and angels and angelic hosts and warriors that were right there standing on his behalf. We have brothers and sisters, oh yes we do. We have a host of warriors that are just standing awaiting our command in the Spirit of God and in the name of Jesus to be able to come to our defense. But in order for that them to be able to do that, we have to be operating within the Spirit. You've heard me say many times before, we've got to be Spirit-led and Spirit-fed. We've got to put our spirit, our human spirit, in the place of priority in this season. And when we put our human spirit in the place of priority versus looking through our emotional lens or our soulish desire, when our human spirit is in the place of priority, it then connects with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And we are led by the Spirit of God. We are fed by the Spirit of God. And and will our spiritual eyes be open to see the things that are in the spiritual realm and those things which God has a desire to be able to share with us, praise God. We must keep our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears open. We have to put whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, we must put these two sets of eyes on it. The spiritual eyes are more important even than those of our physical eyes. We've got to be able to know how, praise God, to operate in the spiritual realm. Even when we speak about spiritual weapons of warfare, guess what? You can't even see those spiritual weapons of warfare without having spiritual sight, without having your spiritual eyes open to the things of God. So I encourage everyone tonight, and I'm not going to belabor or be long before you, but I'm just sharing what the Holy Spirit has shared with me in order to move forth in this time and in this season and everything that God has for you to do. Put two sets of eyes on it. Yes, you are able to see in the physical, but also even more so, you've got to be able to have your spiritual eyes open. You must have your spiritual ear next to and connected to the mouth of God so that he will be able to speak what thus says the Lord. And if you can keep your spiritual eyes fixed on the things of God, studying in his word, praying out in the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, also then God will be able to lead you and guide you into all spiritual truth. And yes, as the word of God also says, he will share with you those secret things, the mysteries of God's word. But it will only come through spiritual wisdom and spiritual insight. Praise God, I pray that you all have gotten something out of tonight's word. And remember to, again, keep your eyes, your ears, spiritual eyes, and spiritual ears open to the things of God. Putting two sets of eyes on whatever your situation and circumstance may be. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you to all Pastor Thompson for that mighty, powerful word of God. Amen. Thank God. Put two sets of eyes on it. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing to receive that word on this hour. Amen. And I know you were blessed by the word of God, but one more God. We thank God for the opportunity to hear the word that God may saturate in your heart, your mind, and spirit. And then you can increase your faith and you will do your daily walk in the things of God. And God will show you how to put natural eyes, but most often your spiritual eyes on it. Amen.
Amen.
And increase your level of wisdom, level of knowledge, and level of understanding from day to day. We thank God for the one of God that brings for that word that we believe and trust in the word of God. That God work out things in our life with a spiritual eye, give a spiritual understanding, give a spiritual grace, give a spiritual supernatural vision if we need at this time and hour to have understanding beyond what we see. Amen?
Yes.
Understanding beyond what we see.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God for increasing our spiritual understanding, our supernatural ability to be able to see things that God wants to see in the spirit, to be led by the spirit. You want to talk about the spirit led and God's spirit be spirit fed, praise God. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing to know the word of God, the true counsel of God, the holy word that can lead and guide and direct you to all truth. Amen. And we thank God for the opportunity to hear that come from one of God in this hour. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, we're going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight and give an opportunity for our listening audience to share into the topic and share into this particular topic. Put two sets of eyes on it. Are your spiritual eyes open tonight? You know that there is more that is seen, as Pastor Whitehurst Jasper just said. Yes, you must have your spiritual eyes open to be able to see. It's more that's going on around you than that which is just simply seen in the spiritual, in the physical realm. Praise God. Is there one tonight? Go ahead and press one on your keypad. We would love to hear from you. Do you keep your spiritual eyes open? Praise God. Caller, your last four digits, hallelujah, is 9709.
Amen.
Amen. 9709. Go right ahead, please.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Carol Pierre. I am so excited to be on this call. I tell you, this is an answer to a question that I asked the Lord on my way home tonight. I was leaving the office, and I was driving down the road, and I asked the question to the Lord, why do I see things, Lord? Why do I see so much? And so I just asked that question. And I'm getting on the call, and the Lord is answering the question through this word here.
Amen.
And he said to me, you got two sets of eyes. Your answer, yes. Two sets of eyes. And then he said he is sharpening my inner eyes, my spiritual eyes, so I see a lot of stuff. And the natural eyes is there, but he said the spiritual eyes are becoming keener and sharper, which is why you see so much.
Yeah.
But it's not you. I'm giving you the ability to see in the spirit beyond what it appears to look like. It may look like, but what you're seeing, that's what it is. Thank you so much for the word. I appreciate it. It was right on point, and I know it was a word from the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Elder Carol.
Yes.
And she said something that's very powerful, praise God, that God will strengthen your spiritual vision, even that above your physical vision. Why? Because as believers, in order for us to continue to walk this Christian journey, and especially in these latter days, we must be able to have our spiritual vision strengthened to be able to see what is happening and going on in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Many of the things that we experience in the physical, they are motivated by that which comes from the spiritual. And the only way that we will have a full understanding of what God is sharing with us in the spiritual realm is that we will have keen spiritual vision. We must have keen spiritual vision in order for God to be able to grant us full understanding of what's going on, hallelujah, even in this spiritual physical realm.
Amen. And God do not want any of us to be blindsided
by
the enemy. He wants you to know what's going on in the enemy camp as well.
That's strong right there. That's strong right there. No, God does not want us to be blindsided. The only way that you will be blindsided is that you have not stayed and delved into the word of God in order to open your spiritual eyes. You know, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And you can have your spiritual vision to be even greater than your 2020 natural vision.
Amen.
We talked about that spiritual, that vision acuity. Oh, yes. What about the vision acuity in the spiritual realm? Hallelujah. God does not want you to be spiritually blindsided by the enemy. That's why the word of God tells us and calls us to be mindful of the tactics of the enemy. The only way that we will be able to be mindful of his tactics is to see his tactics in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Is there another tonight, babe?
And also, to understand that God gives a spiritual discernment in different areas.
Yes,
not
he
just
does.
In one or two areas. He gives a spiritual discernment in different area so you can know and understand what's going on in the spiritual realm. Amen?
Amen.
And the natural realm. But God wants you to have great wisdom in those areas to keep his people, to keep believing in Christ, following Christ, know what's going on.
And amen.
Amen.
And when we have spiritual reverence and our eyes open in the spiritual realm, we are also too charged to share this. If you are in a household and you have children, how much more it is important that you also share with them, because our young people, they are coming under attack like no other time.
Yeah.
Our young people, that we have to be able to know how to equip them, saints. We've got to know how to equip them to be able to deal with and handle those things that are out there in the world, out there in the school. We're talking about not only just the things, as I shared earlier, in the physical, but what about teaching your children how to discern that which is in the spiritual as well? How to discern if someone comes to them maybe with a smile, but to know that that smile is just a frown turned upside down, hallelujah, that would be able, that could possibly lead them to harm. You've got to teach your children. You've got to teach them, yes, to be able to know how to be to walk in the spirit of Almighty God.
Amen. Amen. And also to understand that, that we need to have discernment in our ears, eyes, and our mouth.
Yes, those gates, the ear gate, the eye gate, your mind, all of those things that must be in tune to the things of God, which all can again only come by delving into God's word, by spending time with the Lord, by being able to go before the Lord in prayer and listen and hear what thus saith the Lord.
And our young people bombarded day to day by the enemy with all kinds of things that came to their
eye gate,
ear gate, and mouth gate. They hear it.
Yes.
24/7. They're bombarded with that from the enemy.
Yes,
different
they
things
are.
They use, they're trying other things online, social media, what they use, is they be bombarded with this stuff on a daily basis. And they need the help from the word of God, from the spirit of God, and from the power of God to be delivered from that. And you give them strength, give them wisdom there, so they can learn how to walk by faith strongly and learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. And why they hear, see, or speak. Amen.
Yes.
So they know how to properly do that correctly and speak the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the word of God. They can defeat the enemy. And Christ used his word to defeat the enemy as well. Be covered by the blood of Jesus, be covered by the word of God, and be led by the spirit of God.
Amen. That's another powerful scripture, to walk by faith and not by sight. Because, again, in walking in the spiritual realm, it is a faith walk. It is a faith walk. You cannot walk in the spiritual realm and depend upon that which you see. You can't walk by sight, because that which you see is deceiving. It's deceptive. But when you begin to walk by faith, that gives you the opportunity to walk in the things of God and be able to discern that which God has for you.
And you walk by faith by praying, A-S-K, asking, ask. Speak and knock. By praying, by using the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
By standing in prayer, be led by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. And be in tune with the things of God, in tune with God's voice, in tune with God's word, in tune with God's Holy Spirit. Be in tune with that. And you walk daily in that. It's our daily bread. Our spiritual, supernatural daily bread that we walk in.
Amen. Amen.
Strong.
Praise God. Yeah. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast. Is there another? We thank God for Elder Carol.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And the comments and that testimony that she shared. Is there another tonight? Just simply press 1 on your keypad. We'd love to hear from you. We're speaking from the topic tonight of put two sets of eyes on it. Yes. just your physical vision,
amen,
but your spiritual vision as well.
This got a testimony, give you a testimony. You don't know on a no combination. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm not saying
a testimony to give. Hallelujah.
In my life and your life.
Of how God has,
amen,
led you to
protect you, guide you, direct you.
Simply by keeping your spiritual eyes,
amen,
open.
Praise God.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
You keep on your whole armor.
Oh, praise, yes,
God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead, certainly, and extend the invitation of salvation, because that is our reason for being here. Praise God, as we,
amen,
share this, the Word of God, each and every Monday,
yes,
night.
Yes, praise God.
If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is your opportunity, because you're going to need him. You're going to need him. You're going to need him to open up your eyes, to give you that second set of visions. And the only way you will have it is by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Romans 10, 9, and 10 tells us that if we just simply confess with our mouth upon the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. So it just is a simple prayer of asking, first of all, saying, Lord, I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life and forgive me of my sins, because I believe that you are the Son of the Most High God.
Praise God.
And I know that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died, and that you were resurrected. You lived so I would know how to live.
Hallelujah.
You died, Lord Jesus, so that I would not have to.
Praise
and you
Lord.
Were resurrected so that I have eternal life,
amen,
in you. And if you prayed but just that simple prayer, meaning it with all your heart, we welcome you,
amen,
into the kingdom of God.
Praise
you
God.
Are now saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The angels of heaven,
woo,
they were busy, but guess
glory,
what?
Glory.
They stopped and took notice,
amen,
of your salvation,
yes,
praise,
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
And they're rejoicing on your behalf.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we rejoice right along with you, praise,
amen,
God.
Amen. For today is your day of salvation, praise God.
Amen.
I'm not promised to you, but today is your day of salvation.
That's right. Your name, if you prayed that prayer, has been written down into the Lamb's book of life,
glory, hallelujah,
never to be erased again.
God,
praise
Lord, what
God.
A
what a joy and what a blessing.
Amen.
We give God all the praise. Well, we thank you, listening audience, for tuning in tonight.
Thank you.
We pray that this word has been a blessing to you, because we stand on God's word knowing that his word goes forth. And it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. So we give God all the praise. We give him all the honor and glory. We pray that you go forth this week. Have an awesomely blessed week. Share the word of God with someone along the way. Share the love of Jesus Christ with someone along the way, because you might be the only Jesus that they see. Go forth and have an awesome week.
And
to God be
all
the
glory.
Have a wonderful night.
We
love
you.
And God bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now, and when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way when our back